AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court's weakened a landmark civil rights era law that increased minority representation in Congress and elsewhere. Hai Panjwani has details.
In a 6-3 ruling, the court's conservative majority struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. That decision opens the door for more redistricting across the country that could help Republican efforts to control the House. While President Trump was happy to hear about the ruling,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's the kind of ruling I like.
Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock says America just took a step backwards.
This Trump Supreme Court just threw out the protections that were earned by the civil rights movement.
Former President Barack Obama also criticized the ruling, saying in a statement, the decision effectively guts a key pillar of the Voting Rights Act. The effect of the ruling may be felt more strongly in 2028. That's because most filing deadlines for this year's congressional races have passed. Hai Panjwani, Washington.
In another ruling, the Supreme Court delivered a procedural victory to a faith-based pregnancy center that raised First Amendment concerns about a New Jersey investigation into whether it misled people to discourage abortions. The Federal Reserve has again left its benchmark interest rate unchanged, though it signaled it could still cut rates in the coming months. Meanwhile, the Senate Banking Committee approved Kevin Warsh to be the next chair. At a news conference, current chair Jerome Powell says he will remain on the Fed board, citing legal attacks by the Trump administration.
I'm literally staying because of the actions that have been taken. I had long planned to be retiring, the things that have happened in the last 3 months have, I think, left me no choice but to stay until I see them through at least that long.
And in Virginia, a jury's convicted an alleged militant from Afghanistan of aiding the Islamic State group, though it could not agree whether the man bears any responsibility for a deadly 2021 suicide bombing at Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. This is AP News. Seth Soutell now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks mostly held near their record highs on Wall Street despite another jump in crude oil prices. The big increase in energy prices sent Treasury yields rising in the bond market, as did indications that some Federal Reserve officials don't want to cut interest rates anytime soon. The S&P 500 edged down by less than 0.1%. Solid profit reports from some big companies helped the stock market limit its losses. Starbucks and Visa each rose more than 8%. The Dow dropped 280 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite inched up less than 0.1%. The price for a barrel of Brent crude for delivery in July jumped almost 6%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Gasoline prices cranked another 5 cents higher overnight. AAA puts the national average near $4.23 per gallon. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.